The topic, which I came up with about 5 minutes ago, is, I know it's very original, The Great I Am Revealed Again.
I thought it was You Stole My Coffee Part 2.
All right, that was the alternative title. All right, so before we get to The Great I Am Revealed Again, and literally it was a few minutes before that it was called The Great I Am Revealed Part 2, and then I'm like, wait a minute, no. Like, that's it. The Great I Am Revealed Again. Da, da, da. Let's open with prayer. Yehovah Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, Yehovah, our Father in Heaven, we've come together today to learn about you and your name and to empower people with information. Father, put it in their hearts to teach them good ta'am, good taste, good discernment, and knowledge. People need both, Father. We need the knowledge and we need the discernment, the taste, the experience to know how to process that knowledge. Father, I can give them the knowledge, but you have to give them that discernment, that taste. Yehovah, let everything we say today honor you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So here's why I said, okay, I'll do the name. And I convinced myself, actually, which is, okay, it's called Yom Teruah, the Day of Teruah. That's in Numbers 29. But in Leviticus 23, I believe it's verse 23, it's called Zichron Teruah. Let's look at that. And Nelson, if you can find Leviticus 23:23 and post that phrase in the chat, that would be lovely. Okay, hold on. I'm on a little Bible software here. I have 10 things open. So this is stuff from a different teaching that I was doing. All right. So Leviticus 23:23. Oh, sometimes I type in Hebrew instead of English. Let me share my screen. Oh, it's not verse 23. Verse 23 is Vayidaber Yehovah Moshe Lemor, and Yehovah spoke to Moses saying. So this was my, anyway, all right, let's, all right. It's verse 24. There we go. Daber b'nei Yisrael le'emor b'chodesh ha'shvi'i b'echad l'chodesh yeh lachem shabbaton. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, in the first month, in the seventh month, and the first of the month, it shall be for you a shabbaton, which is something like a time of rest, from the word Shabbat, obviously, and then zichron truah, whatever that means. So here they have a holy convocation commemorated with trumpet blasts. Wow. And then mikra kodesh. Mikra kodesh, we'll leave that for a different discussion. What is Zichron Teruah? Zichron Teruah is literally a zecher of Teruah. Well, Teruah we said is shouting or look, I did a whole teaching on it last year. My explanation of this is Zichron is from Lahatzkir, to mention the name of Yehovah. So for example, you have this verse here in, and this is a quick review, right? Exodus 20:24. It says, in every place that I cause my name to be mentioned, right? Well, what does that mean, to be mentioned? And the word zachar can also be memory, to remember. This is like the 90-second version. Guys, go watch the video from last year, right? So here it says, all that I have said to you, guard, or be careful, and the names of other gods, lo tazkiru, do not mention. So lazkir, in the hefil form, is to mention the name of God or of any God, right? Here it's talking about other gods. So Zichron Teruah, I believe, is shouting out the name of Yehovah and calling upon his name. Now, I was talking to Linnell about this. I said, look, when Passover, Exodus, drop the mic, walk away, we're done. There's not a lot of, there it is, there's the truth, go tell it on the mountain, right? There really isn't a lot of discussion. Like, I don't think I would do a teaching trying to prove that Passover is about the Exodus because it's just so obvious. This, I admit, is not obvious, and if you have another interpretation, that's fine. There have been other interpretations in history. For example, the medieval Karaite interpretation was that Yom Teruah is during temple times that you blow the shofar, or maybe the trumpets, the silver trumpets of Numbers 10, and Zichron Teruah is we remember that in temple times we did it, right? Which I think is ludicrous. I think that's a ridiculous interpretation, because I don't think in Leviticus 23 God is going to give us a commandment that only applies to the exile when the temple is destroyed. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But okay, that's fine. Unless he explicitly said that, like in Deuteronomy 4, he talks about the exile, whatever. So that didn't make any sense to me. So Zichron Teruah, my explanation, it's proclaiming the name. It's shouting out the name Yehovah. So in that note, it's kind of important to know what his name is. Of course, for 2,000 years or maybe a little bit less,
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to nehemiahswall.com and become a support team member today.